And we're joined now by telephone from San Francisco by Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey. She's a Democrat and co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Congresswoman Woolsey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
It's Melissa.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. No worries. Tell me your take on the bill, the stimulus bill that's emerged from the Senate, which is quite different from what you folks shaped in the House.
Well, actually, the president's made it very clear that the Republicans dug us a big, deep hole that we have to work our way out of and at the same time go forward. And his recovery plan, which was H.R. 1, the House plan, I believe did just that. And I'm hoping and I have confidence that he's, in his words tonight, has made it possible for the House and the Senate in conference to get back to a better balance between the human infrastructure that was so much included in the House bill, because without that, I don't think we're going to be able to dig ourselves out fast enough.
But if you look at the programs that were cut, $100 billion or so in the Senate bill, a lot of things were cut that you would have supported, I presume. Cuts for education, cuts in aid to the states, cuts in Head Start. Those were the things that were cut to get those Republicans on board. It's hard for me to see how this center holds if those things are put back in.
Well, maybe it doesn't have to be 100% of what we wanted, but my co-chair of the Progressive Caucus and I have written a letter to the conferees asking that regarding Americans' children that we actually put back what the children need for education and that we look at what the states and local communities are asking for, because some of this we've been told many times by the economists that, first of all, it must be timely and quick, and the other thing is too little won't do anything. So we would suggest bold and quick and a big bite of this apple, because we may not get another bite.
How disenchanted would you say your flank of the party is in the House right now with the president and the bill that's come out of the Senate?
Well, with the bill that came out of the Senate, quite disenchanted. With the president of 3 weeks into his term, we're not going to be disenchanted, but and we are hoping also then for a conference that will bring a balance between what we had in our House bill and what the Senate has proposed.
And how quickly do you think that might happen?
By the end of this week or through the weekend, if that's what it takes.
That seems optimistic, no?
Well, it might be, but you know what? Our job is to get there and get it done and to ensure that the thousands and millions of people in this country who are suffering because of this economy get some help.
Congresswoman Woolsey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey of California, a Democrat and co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus.